Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Botta and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, 7:06 in the morning here on June the 23rd, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. It's 65 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 91 today. Going down tonight, only to 63. Sunny with a high near 92 on Friday, and on Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 101. Ooh, Sunday 101 again. We're going to get up into that triple-digit stuff again. I can't believe it.
Not as bad as we were worried about, though.
Yeah. Well, and gosh, let's face it. It is summer, and it's time for all of that to do that. So the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, too.
And for those of you who had seen the news that Shasta Lake releases are being bumped up to give more water to farmers and fish, the lake's still just 20 feet from the top, so still plenty of water to go out and enjoy. Do it while you can.
It seems to be that there's enough snowpack this year that we're going to continue to get water in for a while.
Shasta is not fed by snowpack. None of the runoffs. No, that is mostly a runoff-type lake. Now, Lake Oroville and Folsom, lakes like those, are far more dependent upon the snowpack. But Shasta is mostly a runoff lake.
Okay.
Hey, a couple of things happening on this weekend. Run Walk, the first annual Run Walk, Running Brave, is going to start on Saturday. It's going to be at the amphitheater behind the Reading Civic Auditorium, and the proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's the first time Alicia Crotaro is putting it on. It's the very first one. It's a 1 mile. It starts at 8:30, and the 5K and 10K start at 9 a.m., and all the money goes back to helping the mental health facilities around here and preventing suicide. It's pretty cool. So that's going to happen. If you got any questions, give her a call at 510-2826 or just show up. And for the race that begins at 8:30, probably get there around 8 o'clock, and it's in the amphitheater behind the Reading Civic. And I just saw this yesterday, just kind of landed on my desk. Vaxxed, from cover-up to catastrophe, the film they don't want you to see. Starting Friday, June 24th at Valley 11 Cinemas in the Shasta Outlet Mall. And there's the byline on it is there's no such thing as a safe vaccine. So every shot contains toxic materials. U.S. gives 3 times more vaccines than most developed countries and has the sickest childhood population. And they've tried to tie vaccines to autism and to other things. We may be responsible for a civilization-ending epidemic of autism that has skyrocketed from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 45 children in less than 40 years. That's the producer of Vaxxed. So
between this and the chemtrails, we're freaking doomed.
Well, I'm just saying there's a movie that's out there. It's going to be playing at the Valley 11 Cinemas. 1 week only, starting Friday, June 24th, which is tomorrow.
There's a lot of money in Doom, you know.
Well, there is. That game that
there's
you've been playing.
There's been big profits
in the movie. They made a movie, Doom. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning,
what are you,
Carl.
Look, Trish came in here with a two-piece. She's going to go to the beach right after this, right?
Not exactly, no.
Oh, okay, got it. All right. So,
boy, did a lot of listeners, you could hear the heads across Reading snapping in our expanded listening area.
You should have seen the look
snapping
at my
quickly
face.
To look the at the radio expanded, as if they would see something.
The expanded listening area, because it is. Now, tell, I mean.
Okay, now this is great because now I live down in Anderson and I live in this little pocket of we do not get technology in this little pocket along the river there. For about a two-block area, and I can't believe that I'm getting the station loud and clear. I can just turn it on like a regular radio.
Oh, people are hearing it past Orville. You know, I mean, it is outstanding, and it's, you know, Mike Johnson is our engineer, and I mean,
the
literally,
man. Literally
living out there one night in his truck and going to sleep, waking up, going, you know, thinking about things and running back in there. I mean, he changed everything. I mean, he everything that we had that worked. Uh-huh. He cleaned, he processed it, he found some things that, we don't know how long they had been gone, because what it does is, it's not like it, if it goes off the air like it did, I mean, uh-huh. you put a full court press on it. But if things go off slowly, you don't really realize it. And, I mean, like a bite, you know, like a bypasser. Or the connections could be getting a little corroded slowly. So when you get in, you just clean everything. And so this tells me is for the from now on, preventive maintenance is we may have to take us off the air at like 8 o'clock, you know, some night.
Well,
put down all the lights and then clean everything again and do it on a real regular basis. It only takes like 15 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
Back in the day when stations had, you know, full staffs and could afford to do that, you know, the station I worked at, we took it down every Sunday night, and the engineer would come in. And, of course, this was when the transmitter was like a Buick laying on its side.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and the transmitter is, you know, we've got another transmitter down there, and it belongs to Quint, but it's huge. It's huge.
Is that the one with the glass panels in the
front? Yeah, I mean, yeah, this thing is taller than I am and wider than a front end of a car.
Yeah,
and that's the transmitter. Now, my transmitter is the size of a laptop computer practically. So
now, probably a bar refrigerator if it's putting out 1,000 watts. But it's amazing how small they make them now.
Yeah. Amazing. Okay.
Well, anyway, the results were great. We were off the air for a while, but and it's amazing. You just find out how many listeners you really have, because I bet you heard from a lot of people.
So many people calling and writing. And one guy, Tony. Thank you, Tony, for this comment. Because we talked about, hey, you know, we've got the Colt 45s game on. He says, they're off the air. Who's nobody's going to listen? And I went, no, we're back on the air, Tony. You know, and better than ever.
Yeah.
So thank you, Tony, for putting that comment out there. Give me a chance to reply.
Well, I think it's you know, like you said, it's great. It's fine to find out how many people out there were listening, and we're getting back on bigger and better.
Watch out for us.
Way more people can listen now.
More people can listen, and we pass this on to your friends. Okay, what do you think about Congress sitting in and chanting the Democrats?
I can remember doing that in high school. Only it was a whole lot more dignified and more better organized. And they were broadcasting it from a cell phone because they had recessed so that the cameras were off, and then they were using their cell phones and talk about throwing a little tantrum because they don't get their way. And they're, you know, for 7.5 years, they're so used to just getting anything they want.
Yep.
It just becomes a big surprise to them when they decide they want to do something. And what do you mean you're going to stop us? And procedure, we have to live by the same rules that you guys have been living by?
Well,
only for you.
That we made you live by when we were in charge.
Exactly. And now all of a sudden, what? You can't do that. What?
I found it fascinating that the Nationalist People's Radio decided to put this in the same box as civil rights, saying that they were singing "We Shall Overcome." Seriously, you're putting those two concepts into the same box?
Well, it's you know what, it's like many of our African American community when they were saying is that gay marriage was the same thing as the civil rights of for blacks. And a lot of the African American community were saying, well, no, that's not exactly. Not exactly. And that's, in fact, they're the ones that passed the Proposition 8 when it passed, that, you know, marriage is between a man and woman. And that's the year that Obama was running the first time, if you remember. And so many of our African Americans came out, and they're very religious then. They a very religious community. And no, it's not. And so that's one of the reasons Proposition 8 passed. And, of course, overturned in a court. decision and not the decision of the people.
There you go.
Now, you're back. And so we can talk about our friends over at Sleep Number.
Yes.
And you've been on vacation and been going traveling. I've been seeing you traveling everywhere.
Well, I'm just taking little short excerpts.
Overnighters.
Overnighters, two or three, you know, the weekends. And you know, there's so much just close by us.
There is.
I do a lot of, like you say, traveling away from every place. But when you come home then, it's always nice to just get into your own bed. And,
boy,
that's the best night's sleep you get for a while.
Well, I tell you, we're gone for a couple of nights, and you come back, and the only thing you want to do is, I mean, you love, you know, being with your family and doing other things. But when you get back, you got to get to sleep because you got to go to work. And our Sleep Number bed is the best. It's the best we've ever had. My Sleep Number setting is now 60.
55. I go back to 50, then I go back up to 55.
Yes. Linda's Sleep Number setting's 40, and she's happy there. Sometimes, you know, I play around and I give her a 45 or a 50, and she's like, did you fix that last night? I went, yeah. And so the next night she's back down to 40. That's what happens when you can handle the controls there. Anyway, you're never going to get a better sleep. It's Made in America. It's voted best by Consumer Reports, the best mattress in America. You can sleep on one. What we're talking about is you're sleeping on one firmness in the bed. One side is firm, and the other side you can have a completely different. You can actually be like 100, which is the firmest, and probably 20,
down
which
to
is
just
I
a,
mean you're kind of like you sink into
in
it,
hammock.
Right? It's in a hammock there, but you can do that, and that's the best thing when you have a dual air bed like that, and you can get them at. Of course, at Sleep Number stores in the Target Shopping Center. And right now, the award-winning Sleep Number bed with the Sleep IQ technology is only starting at $1,099.98. You're going to sleep better. We sleep better. It's guaranteed. It's made in America. Trisha's had hers for 10 or 11 years.
Yes.
Never had a problem with it. So, Sleep Number. Do yourself a favor. Get a Sleep Number. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning. It's 65 degrees out there, going up to 91 today.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Not your average petroleum company.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
What shall we do about them?
Join
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. Good morning, everybody. It is 21 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 23rd of June.
And it's going to be cool today, only 91.
91, yeah, I'm thinking about putting on that sweater.
Yeah, get a coat.
I'm wearing long sleeves today because of that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur. This is Sharon Clark and her gang, and you hear Sharon on the show the first Thursday. Clark and Clark are on. Sharon started Home Helpers 10 years ago in her kitchen, literally, and she did it because of what she'd seen that happened with her parents. And she handpicks the people that work for her. They are vetted totally, background checks, everything you can imagine. And the people that she puts out there are compassionate, and they provide quality, compassionate in-home care. That's whether it's your elderly or as in
my case, my
sister-in-law just had back
newborn
surgery.
Newborn baby.
So Linda's taken off their Sunday to go down and help take care of her, and which is kind of strange because you guys don't have like a post-op, plan here, and because she's going to be off work from 3 months. So
Linda's not going to be gone for 3 months.
No. She'll be gone for a couple of days and comes back. Are you going to be changing diapers or what? No. Anyway, I don't change diapers. I don't care because babies or other people. Anyway, but here's where something like Home Helpers can really come in handy for a couple months to help out there. Anyway, give them a call, 226-8350. Really a great woman out there, a businesswoman of the year, there's reasons for this.
And Sharon's very dedicated and very knowledgeable about providing those services. She does a great job.
The only way I've been able to listen to you all is over the computer. Today, KCNR is coming across on my living room radio. If this continues, then I will not have to be confined to my computer in order to listen. Cheryl, break loose your computer. You are now free. We have set you free. You can walk around with a little AM radio on your hip if you want to. There you go.
I love it.
Put one in each room. Put one in each room, and you don't have to miss it. A dulcet tone. And then when Bob gives the weather and talks about the lake, then you can go to the bathroom. Okay. Trish Clark. Hey, they're going to, did you see where they put bars and a fence in front of the library?
No.
Yes, it just started this week. They put them up. And the whole idea is to keep people from sleeping up against the doors and leaving the trash that they leave there. So I think it's a great idea. So it pushes them out further. Now, if you go down to the baseball games, which we do, because we've got a 20-game homestand, it's great. And by the way, if you want tickets, the Colt 45s. Give me a call. Second person gives a call at 605-4567 gets two tickets. These tickets are good for any game during the season. Second phone call gives you tickets for any. They're good for any game during the season.
Nice.
Okay? And I tell you what, they've got security out there. You know, they go down there. You know, they literally clean out the park. You know, before these games of things and. Tri-tip, hot dogs, hamburgers, and great, great baseball. It's $5 to get in, but they've really done a lot to help clean up that park, too, taking the park back. Like these people down at Library Park are having lunch down there just to take that park back because it is horrible down there sometimes.
Do you know, and I just have to say, we've gotten to the point where we're starting to accept the fact that we have to live that way. And, you know, we don't. This is an example of how you can take it back. We don't have to live that way, and you don't have to let them overrun every part of our city. There are ways to stop that and control it.
There is. And what you do is just get back in there.
Yeah.
It's a shame that that we have to, you know, you have to go start putting gates and everything up. But, you know, right next to us where the old police station is, you know, they have a fence out there. As I was leaving last night, I was leaving about 8 o'clock last night from here. As I made the right turn out on Tehama Street, there was a guy, an old guy. I can't tell you how old he was. But, you know, at this point in their lives when they're like that, they, beard and his sandals were off because he was passed out up against the wall there. It was just, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, what do you do with these people?
I don't know. It's sad. It's sad. Well, the shelter's not full. But I don't think that the shelter's full. It's most of these people, if they go down to Good News Rescue Mission, they have to live by rules, and that's part of the problem. We have made it so that they don't have to live by any rules. They can do what they want to do, and there is no expectation from them. We've been telling them that for years. We're going to give them everything. Listen to the radio. You're entitled. You can have. We will give you. Get what you deserve. So they've got this expectation, and so they won't put themselves into a program that will change it. I think that's, you know, a lot of them. Now, there is help available. People keep saying there's no help. There is help available for people who want to help themselves.
But
they have to be willing to put some effort into that.
Yeah.
And live by some rules, and a lot of them don't want to do it.
Okay. Anyway, that's happening. The courthouse, they're starting to tear down parts, you know, the sheriff's office and a couple other places. Getting rid of, and also starting to get rid of the lead and the asbestos in the building, so it's because they want to start construction of the new courthouse.
But they have to get rid of that old building that should have been torn down.
Which one was that?
The one that's the sheriff's office.
Sheriff's office.
The old CH2M Hill building that should have been torn down, and in fact, the city was going to do that in about late 1980s, and then the county bought it and put all that. You have to history, so you go back, and that was the stupidest purchase that Shasta County ever made.
But it was good for the city.
No, it wasn't, actually. Actually, it wasn't good for anybody, and we all kind of scratched our heads and went, what are they doing? And so then I love to tell us, I mean, you should hear the stories. Uh-huh. Of all of the encounters we had with water and doors that opened with no stairway on the third floor and all kinds of interesting things about that building. And then we were in there for all this time after the county purchased it.
There was a door?
Yes, there was.
When you opened it, there was no stairway. It was a blank wall?
No. We just opened the door and it was just a hole.
We could fall into?
We could walk right out if you chose. Yes, that was one of the interesting things. All kinds of stuff in that building.
It's like a bad movie.
French drains underneath the building, the downstairs floor, there was water and it was a mess. It was a mess. And we all wondered, gee, and all the wisdom that was shown there, why they purchased that building. But they've been in it now all these years, and now they're getting rid of it. And I probably wouldn't want to know what the county spent on that whole procedure. But, now they're actually going to get into some new digs.
Well, you know what? It is time. You know, where the sheriff is, it's kind of nice where he's at down there. He may not want to move back to the courthouse. Who knows?
Hey, and the county actually purchased that building and put him in there, so that was a
that's true. I want to ask your opinion on this. 2 minutes left before I have to take a break. Is I saw where the Board of Supervisors gave an $875,000 raise to their managers, department
that's
managers.
That's going to cost over a period of time.
Department managers and others. And then 700-something thousand back, you know, just a couple months ago, April. So $1.6 million in raises after Mr. Modi was on here. And by the way, Leonard is a straight shooting. I mean, you ask him a question, he'll tell you. If you don't ask him, he's not going to volunteer it, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him about raises because he was telling me how the tax revenue for the county of Shasta is kind of flat. You know, I mean, it's not getting up. I mean, we're not recovering like a lot of other places.
Yeah.
And then you've got the gas, of course. Gas tax is going down.
Yeah.
And that, you know, the amount of money you pay, you know, for your property tax, very little of that really comes back to the county.
I didn't realize that.
He said like 13 cents.
Yes, exactly right.
Is that 13 cents of a dollar?
Yeah.
Of every dollar?
Yes.
And I said, if that's the case, I'll just write you a check for $200 then. and then you'll make money on this. And he didn't think that was a great idea.
Yeah.
But
you
know, instead of paying the whole amount. Anyway, what do you think about these raises?
Well, you know, I would have to tell you that that has to be as a result, and I haven't paid that much attention because if I try to follow the Board of Supervisors and what they're doing, quite frankly, I get it overwhelms my mind to follow it closely. But having not done that, I would tell you that these raises for management have to be as a result of bargaining unit decisions that have been made with the lower employees. And when you give raises through the bargaining process, which they just reached some agreements with their bargaining units over the last year or so, then that bounces up. You give raises in the lower ranks. You have to then go and bring the management that you don't bargain with up to so they're making more than the people in the line. And that's just kind of how it cycles. And then they just hired a bunch of new employees, too. I saw where they had, you know, every time they do a budget, they give a whole lot more allocations.
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
I have no clue because we didn't do that while I was on the board. We were very stringent about
hiring more and they're giving more money out when the economy is stagnant.
Because we have more federal money coming in. Most of the hirings that they're doing are in the social services, state and federal programs that we administer for the state and federal government. And they keep sending more money down to do all kinds of things like teach people to eat vegetables and this little program and that little program.
There's a job you can get paid for that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then they hire these people and then they can't get rid of them. So when that money goes away, then they filter them off into another department and a new program comes in and they hire new people.
You know what? I couldn't run this business like that.
We couldn't run a private business like government is run. And why would we want to?
You're right. 7:31 and more. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Trish Clark and Carl Bott right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Axiom Repertory Theater, in cooperation with Tams Whitmark, presents Cabaret. Choreography by Ronnie Grandel. Musical direction by Adam Ferris and directed by Ken Hill. Catch this dazzling performance of Cabaret live at the Anderson Performing Arts Center, June 16th through July 3rd, with special cabaret seating available. Tickets range in price from $10 to $20. Life's a cabaret, my friends. Come to the Cabaret, June 16th through July 3rd, at the Anderson Performing Arts Center. To purchase your tickets, visit AxiomRepertoryTheater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Trish is always here.
I love Thursdays.
My lady on Thursdays, Trish Clark. 7:35 in the morning here on the 23rd of June. 65 degrees, going up to 91 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Court Street and Eureka. And I tell you what, it is a sports club because it's got it all there, including a saltwater pool, great training facilities, new everything down there, and also has the Boheme Spa. And one of the memberships there that you can buy is that you get two treatments or two things that you can do at the Boheme Spa. Like Bob works out really hard, then goes in and gets a facial. I work out. I hit the pools. I get to the sauna. And just when I'm in that right, you know, after working out that hard, I go run in there and get a pedi. The girls fight among themselves to see who has to do it. So, but no, you can get those, all of those, at Wellgate Sports Club. It's great. 768-1205. I'm here with Christy Hans. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Lean into that there. Pull that down a little bit there. And Dancing with the Stars.
The 10th return, Carl.
The 10th return.
The 10th return. We have an anniversary show like none other coming up Saturday night at the Cascade Theater.
I have just been told all the things that are happening, you know, limos, red carpet, all these things. So, 10 years.
Yeah, well, and if you think about it, we're 2 days out right now, and nobody knows how that feels, except for you, of course, because you are the 2011 Judges' Choice Champion.
Well, I tell you what, if any of y'all need a little bit of advice, I'm here. But we're here with some of the dancers.
Yeah.
Lori Curto. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
How did you get into this?
Christy Hansen got me into this.
Now, Lori, you work over at?
Results Radio.
Results Radio, and we've known Lori for a long time.
Thanks for letting me in the building. I appreciate it.
Hey, you know what?
Friendly competition.
Just because you've had the top-ranked show over there for 14 years, you know, the fact that we're scratching away at them, not real hard. You know, we're up to their, I think we're up to their ankles, you know, maybe going for their knees. No. It's, you know what, the thing about this town is, yes, we all are competitors, but we're competitors in a sense that we want the best for the community.
And, that's true.
And I tell you, Results Radio is very community-oriented, and I don't mind saying that, you know, because we are.
So, well, and the great thing is that they all pitch in with something like Dancing with the Stars, and you can hear it on all the radio stations because they all promote what happened here locally.
Yeah, so I think it's
been
great.
Very supportive.
So how do you like this so far?
It is a lot more intense than I thought it would be in the beginning. We went through 3 months of fundraising and dance practice, and we have been working harder than I think either one of us, my partner and I, have ever worked on anything. But we've been having a lot of fun, too.
Now, is your partner a professional dancer or a friend?
He's a friend.
Okay. Now, this is a big change this year, isn't it?
Christy. Well, yeah. We allow the cast to choose a partner. And if they don't know someone who would, you know, wants to dance with them or they can't find a professional dancer, then we'll match them with someone that we have. And this year, of course, we've got three veterans in the show, but two of them are 5 and 6 year veterans of the show. So they're matched with some of our cast this year.
Okay. That's great. So the hard part is, I mean, did you, when I started, because I've been watching it so much, maybe more so than most people, because Linda was always a judge. So I knew that, and I watched every show. And, of course, I started practicing when the day I said, yes, I do it. I mean, literally the next week, we started once a week. And Kathy Babcock, being a miracle worker that she is, immediately saw after a couple of times that I could not make a circle and end up in the same spot. So we took that out of the dance. So, you know, you just take away the things that don't work. So I had a marching
Who choreographs the different programs? Yeah. Do you do that yourself?
We actually have been working with two different choreographers on one for each of our routines. So Kathy actually put our second routine together for us, and Lisa Marie Woody put our first routine together for us. So I think they're both they're different because the types of music are different, but also the choreographers were different. So there's a really big difference between the two routines. So we're really happy about that.
Well, would you say that? I mean, do you have a lot of lifts in here and throws?
I lift him up a few times.
He
throws him to a car.
That was cute. I like that. Okay,
I think there's
Lord.
One part where he's going to crowd surf.
Crowd surf. We have a mosh pit. You've got one dance with a mosh pit, and people are going to jump off, and we just carry you around the area.
If you're going to the show and sitting up front, be prepared to catch Mark Gowan as he comes down into the crowd.
You know, the big thing about this, Christy, is the result.
Absolutely.
Of Dance Went to Stars.
Yeah.
It's a fundraiser to help our help One Safe Place and to provide the security for a variety of people, not just all women.
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. Every dollar that this cast is raised in advance of the show is a vote for them and their partner, but it's also a vote for the kind of community that we all want to live in, and that's one that doesn't tolerate domestic and sexual abuse. So we're really proud of this year's cast. And how many
couples are there involved? For those that have never been to this,
absolutely.
Tell us what's going to happen.
Yeah,
well, we all assume everybody knows what Dancing with the Stars is.
Right.
And there are people out there that are going, I don't know what they're talking about.
Absolutely.
So tell us from beginning.
Here, we'll take it from the top. It is modeled after the ABC show. So it's just like that. Six couples, two routines. So there's going to be one act, and they'll dance one routine, second act, second routine. There is judges that will be scoring them on style and choreography and all of the things that you look for with dancers. So there's three trophies that will be awarded that evening. Number one is first place, and that is the couple who has raised the greatest amount of votes overall. And that is all the money that they've raised leading up to the event, including all the votes that evening. The second award is Carl Vaught's favorite, the Judge's Choice Award. And some may say that is the most coveted award of the evening because it is based on pure talent and all the hard work that goes into hitting perfect tens. And then, of course, the People's Choice Award, which we added last year for the first time, and that is the greatest amount of votes that evening. That is the audience deciding who is the People's Choice.
And that evening, how do they vote?
They buy voting tickets, a dollar each. And they go and they cast their ballot in the Cascade Theater during 2 15-minute intermissions.
Okay, perfect.
It's a great, if you've not been there, it is absolutely a great event. Okay, Lori, how do people, but they can also support you on like go to a site and click on you or something like that?
You can go to ospshasta.org/voteforLori and donate, vote for me, $5, $10, $20, 100, 100,
1,000,
whatever amount you can spare, we would really appreciate it.
Okay. So, we really appreciate, first of all.
And what does it cost to get in there that night?
Oh.
Tickets start at $10, Trish.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a great event. And here's the thing. Yeah, we're going to bring in everybody else. Wait a minute, Lori. Thank you very much. I want to publicly thank you for doing this. It's not easy. And that when you step out there that first time, there's 900 people looking at you. I mean, don't think about that.
Thanks, Carl.
Well, the other thing about Lori, and this will get her lots of votes because she's the second best Raider fan in Shasta County because I'm the first.
We're going to a game this year, Trish.
We are
so going
okay,
to
I'm
a
tell,
game.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell everybody else. Every one of those 900 people is your friend. They really are. They're going to be out there applauding and cheering you. And that is absolutely true.
I know at least 80 of them are our friends, so
okay.
That's good.
Well, no, all of them are, because they're glad that it's you and not them out there. Okay.
Oh, I threaten everybody, either donate to my team or I'm giving them your name for next year.
There you go. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks.
Okay, now
thanks, Lori.
We have, how about Freddie? Freddie, where's Freddie? Here comes Freddie Martin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Freddie, tell us about Freddie.
What would you like to know?
Who is Fred?
My real name is Frederica, Frederica Martin, and my husband and I own Windermere Real Estate Company.
Okay.
And I was brought in late. Both Alex, who's our another guest, we were both brought in late because we had a couple of people drop out. So it's been challenging and fun and interesting and I truly believe in one safe place because I was in a dangerous relationship when I was very, very young and felt fearful and I had no place to go. So for me, it has a lot of meaning.
Well, that's great.
To support
great.
It.
It's,
great.
More, yeah. It's more than just a name.
Absolutely.
At that place.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, we're here with Christy Hansen of One Safe Place and Frederica, Freddie Martin. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Veteran-owned business that helps veterans. It helps a lot of different organizations around here. Espresso Joe's with super coffee and different drinks you can get. And then the finest tobacco emporium in California with a walk-in humidor that's outstanding. Again, veteran-owned, 7 days a week. Helps our community. Been with us as sponsors since the very first show. Very first show. Tobacco and Brew. All right, we'll be right back with One Safe Place, The Dancers.
Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReddingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. We're here with One Safe Place and Dancing with the Stars. Christy Hansen, Soul Survivors going on right now. That's what it's going to be. And also, Frederica, Freddie Martin. Okay, Freddie, thank you so much, first of all, for volunteering for this.
You're welcome.
And how's it going so far?
It's been interesting. My dance partner is only 22 years old. He's a five-time veteran, Jordan Stevens.
I know Jordan.
I feel so blessed to have him. I'll tell you, he knows how to lead, which is very interesting.
And for a girl, that's the best. I mean, if a guy can lead you in the dance, you can do anything.
You can, honestly.
Yeah.
And my so my husband now has decided that he's going to go take some lessons.
Because he's jealous.
Dancing is so much fun.
It is really fun.
And that's great.
Yeah, and Jordan's like, you know, way he could be my grandson. So I guess.
Well, you know, when Jordan first started his dance, his quote celebrity dancer had to pick him up at school.
Oh,
he didn't,
I know.
Didn't have a license.
That's so funny.
She said, "I felt like some kind of like perv. People are watching me, you know."
Picking up this kid. Yeah, I'm grateful he actually has a car.
Okay, so what's the hardest part about this?
Oh my gosh, it's really. I'm in really really good condition. I mean, I work out a lot. I've trained for a triathlon, and that was easier, honestly, than doing the dancing thing because you find these muscles that you didn't even know existed.
A lot different muscles than from lifting or running or swimming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, these little...
Dancing is great exercise.
All those little meniscus things.
Yeah, all these little tiny muscles all over your body.
Go right up your hip, yeah.
Yeah, and we do a couple of lifts, and that's been my trust factor. I've had to learn how to trust this kid to not drop me.
Yeah.
And
that's
he's been good.
It's been going good.
Exciting.
Super.
Okay, so how do they vote for you?
Right.
They go online to the One Safe Place and vote for Frederica, and then also at the event. And we've been doing pretty good. Came in late. My goal was to reach 5,000, and I'm pretty close to that. So just a few more $100, and I'll reach my goal, and then we'll see how that evening turns out.
All right.
Got a lot of friends coming, so it'll be fun.
It's going to be a good time.
And congratulations for stepping out there. I applaud all of you who will do this because there is a big effort involved with it.
Yeah, and honestly, if Christy asks you to do it, I say, yes, please do it. Do it. It's a great experience. It stretches you. It makes you do things.
It takes you out of your comfort areas, doesn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I'm a dancer. I mean, I love to dance. I've danced all my life, but this is completely different.
It's completely different. I mean, I do my average white boy dance
Me
when I'm
too.
Out there. And
yeah.
But when you're going out there and you're actually having to do things at a certain mark, hit a certain mark, put your hands a certain way,
yes.
and your head a certain way and all this, and count.
And count. And lead with your heel. And don't look at me, look at me, look at the crowd.
Yeah.
Lift your dress up over here, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
right. And by the way, keep smiling.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And you know what? We've had a competitor on there that was so scared. And you know who I'm talking about, probably. She was so frightened. Her face. And her face was there was no doubt that she was frightened for the whole thing until the second she finished the second dance. And she had the most beautiful smile. And I've run into her so many times since then. And she is, you know, she is just a happy-go-lucky, big, smiley person.
Yeah.
That night.
She was petrified.
She was petrified.
Yeah.
But, you know, and here's the thing is, when you go out there for the first time, when there's all those people, because when the lights hit you, can't see everybody. You go right back into that routine.
Right.
And that's it.
And just
really remember, everybody's out there is plugging for you. They are happy that you're there and that you are the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
I mean,
I got this.
Yeah, really.
And the good news is that Jordan and I laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we laugh all the time, and he's great. We tease each other, and he's wonderful. I'm so grateful.
Okay.
So grateful.
I give a secret to everybody, you know, that I've learned, is that no matter what, keep moving.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
I don't care what it is. Keep moving. Jordan's laying on the ground. Step over him. And keep moving. Do a couple of twirls and you can come back up, and then you get back together, and then maybe Jordan can pull it off. Like, you know, he does that thing where he jumps up and down, you know, like that. So it's like part of the dance.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
There you go. The worm. He does the worm a few times. Okay. Frederica Martin from Windermere
Realty.
Thanks for stepping in like
Thank
this.
Thank you.
And now we're going to have Alex Stevens is going to come in here. Come on in, Alex. Now.
Good morning, Reading.
Good morning, Reading. Tell us about Alex.
Shasta County.
Yeah, Shasta County.
Because now our signal goes everywhere.
That's right, yeah. So I'm here to represent REL Family Empowerment, and we are an agency that gives support and education and guidance to people with developmental disabilities and medical disabilities and their families. So I'm really proud to be here.
Cool. Representing them. Great.
Yeah. So how do you like this?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody described this as a bucket list experience, and I would wholeheartedly agree. It has been amazing. I have learned so much. I think I overheard Freddie saying something about muscles that you've never used before. I also considered myself in fairly good shape, but I realize now what dancers have to go through in terms of preparing, you know, just for a few minutes on stage. It's amazing. And my partner, Nathan Myers, who is a six-year
veteran. We know Nathan, too.
Veteran now. Yeah, yep. you know Nathan. Nathan.
Yeah, you watch these kids grow up. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He is amazing. He has been so creative and supportive and just the wind beneath my wings. So I can't say enough good things about this. And I totally agree with Freddie. If anybody is on the fence about whether or not to do this, if Christy calls you up and asks you to do this, don't think twice. Jump into it. This is the most amazing experience of your life.
You know what, and I'll say it again, is it put me so far outside my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But once I got into it, I mean, you know, if you're going to get into it, which is what I always
say. It sounds like a 100% kind of commitment.
It's not every day, but it should be on a real regular basis, because in the old days, it would just be 3 weeks.
Yep.
3 weeks before, you know, everybody, they got the names and said, okay, start practicing 3 weeks out. And then everybody kind of goes out and bumps into each other, and everybody laughs and applauds and gives money. Now, you go out there, and they're doing lifts that are, each year, they're getting a little more.
And they start way in advance of 3 weeks. They're starting months because the fundraisers.
And they're doing fundraisers and all that. So who's your partner? Oh, you just told me, Nate. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's been the most surprising part of this?
I have to say, I knew a lot about One Safe Place before I took this on. I had visited the facility back when they were on Market Street, when I was a Cub Scout leader. You know, one of the people in our den had taken us through there, and I was mm-hmm. amazed at the work they were doing. Since becoming a star, I've learned so much more about what they do. And
their new facility and
new
everything
facility
we're doing
now.
And
the new facility is amazing, you know. And some of the statistics, honestly, about what's going on in Shasta County have really surprised me. And the one that really sticks in my head is I've heard that every day, there's 27 reported cases of domestic abuse in Shasta County.
Yeah.
And those are just the reported cases.
You know, and I thought I read in the paper that was the city of Anderson, that it had dropped. But they, you know, for some reason, they really don't know why. I mean, all the crime in Anderson mm-hmm. has dropped.
Yeah.
Because of the new police,
and I think
what Johnson
really,
is doing.
Yeah, they're
and some
doing
other
a lot
things.
Of good things there.
And that was interesting to see how that happened.
Well, so. It is an indication of the impact that the half-cent sales tax had on law enforcement in Anderson, because they did take that money and put it towards law enforcement.
Right. Okay. Well, this, you know what, Alex, this is really cool. You know, the fact is that you volunteered. You're putting yourself out there. I mean, and this is really kind of opening yourself up to a lot of people that have no idea who you are, mm-hmm. but you're out there dancing. And frankly, it's good for you. You know,
absolutely.
It's good
oh,
for
I,
you to
I
do
applaud
this.
You. I give you congratulations, and it's really stepping forward. And
hey, I got Ted Leidy into it until he got into. And Ted, you know, had injuries before he started dancing. But dancing, as we said, it's not easy, and it was exasperated by him the way he's having to, you know, move his feet and everything like that. Uh-huh. In fact, he's having an operation.
You probably shouldn't go on and on about that. You're going to discourage them
no,
from getting involved.
But he's also jumped out of an airplane 850 times.
Yeah,
you know,
there
I mean,
you go.
I went through the whole thing. I had no injuries because I was a Marine. He was a soldier. But I talked to guys about this and saying, you know what? And almost every guy is like, oh, I can't dance. Well, you don't have to dance. People said to me afterwards, "Oh, you can dance." Mm-hmm. Well, I can dance that one tango to that one set of music for a minute and a half. That's my dancing. And Linda will attest to that. You know. Okay. How do people give you money?
All right. I'm totally encouraging people to come to my page on the One Safe Place page, which is ospshasta.org/voteforAlexandra. That's my whole thing.
Alexandra.
Yeah.
Okay. Christy, you do a lot here. You're the one. We get, you know, everybody should give you a huge round of applause mm-hmm. here, because you're out there every day fighting. You are in the trenches every day, and we so much appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Carl. You know, I want to just say how honored One Safe Place is to be working with the cast of 2016. As it is our 10th year, there's been 54 people before them that have done the same thing, that have given up their time and their talent and their energy to raise money for One Safe Place. And so we as a staff, on behalf of our staff, our board, and the clients that we serve, thank you and thank this community for all the years of support. And please come out to the show on Saturday night. We've got a beautiful and diverse show with music starting from World War II war tune all the way to hip-hop. We have got a show like none other. A lot of the past cast members will be in the house, and we've got some surprises that you have to come down to see. So please
join us.
Yeah. All right. Cascade Theater on Saturday night.
And what time to be there?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Be there, because there's going to be some things
and
happening.
And it is reserved seating, and there's still seats available.
Absolutely.
Go to the box office or go to online.
CascadeTheater.org.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And get those tickets. Fill the place up, because this is one of our very best things about Shasta County is the One Safe Place. So everybody should be out there supporting.
Thank you so much, Alex and Lori and Freddie and all the guys. And, of course, Christy and Jean, everybody down at One Safe Place. We'll see everybody there Saturday. Of course, we're going to talk about it tomorrow, too. Hey, after we come back from the news, we're going to have Dr. Sean McFate, who's going to talk about the number of contractors in Afghanistan and how it's affecting the safety and the mission capability of our forces there. We'll be right back.
This hour from townhall.com. A tie vote by the U.S. Supreme Court today is blocking President Obama's immigration plan that sought to shield millions living in this country illegally from deportation. The justice's one-sentence opinion today effectively kills the plan for the duration of the president's term. A tie vote sets no national precedent but does leave in place a ruling by the lower courts, which have already come out against the president's position. The University of Texas admissions program, the one that takes account of race, has survived another round at the high court. The justices today upheld the Texas program by a 4-3 vote. The university considers race among many factors in admitting the final quarter of incoming freshman classes. Texas fills most of the freshman class by guaranteeing admissions to students who graduate in the top 10% of their Texas high school class. In Baltimore, a judge has found the police driver not guilty of all charges in the death of Freddie Gray. He's the black man who died after suffering a broken neck during his trip to the police station. In Germany, police say there's what they called, initially at least, a threat situation at a movie theater. It's in a town in southwestern Germany. There are now many reports that more than 20 people may have been injured so far. In Britain, they're voting on an historic referendum on European Union membership. We get more on that from Charles de Ledesma.
Voters will decide whether the country should remain in the EU, a fraught issue that's exposed deep divisions over sovereignty and national identity. More than 46 million people are registered to vote in the referendum following a heated campaign that saw the nation take stock of its place in the modern world, even as it questioned the direction it wants to take in the future.
That's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Donald Trump says he remains optimistic about winning the White House.
You know, I think I'm going to win. I think people want change.
And Trump told the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network he's doing well in non-Republican states, including California and Connecticut, and he says that bodes well for his eventual victory. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
A national survey of new car buyers finds that reliability is improving, at least for most makes and models. Here's correspondent Rich Thomason.
J.D. Power's annual initial quality survey found that quality improved for 21 of 33 auto brands. This year's scores improved 6% over last year's, the biggest jump in 7 years. And for the first time in 27 years, a brand for the masses led the pack as Kia edged out Porsche as the automaker with the fewest problems.
As correspondent Rich Thomas, and long-term U.S. mortgage rates rose a bit this week, but remain at levels low enough that that should help to boost home sales. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edged up to 3.56% from a 52-week low of 3.54% last week. The rate is down from 4.02%, which it was a year ago this week. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. U.S., European, and Chinese regulators say they will jointly enforce product safety in online commerce, and an American official says they are making some progress on crafting standards for things like hoverboards.
The statement by American, European Union, and Chinese officials reflects the rapid growth of international e-commerce, which the officials say has created new challenges in protecting consumers from dangerous products. They pledge to watch online sales more closely, make it easier to track products through their manufacturer.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Fears of the Zika virus may haunt those of us in the Western Hemisphere for now, but in parts of Africa, it's yellow fever. The World Health Organization says it will carry out emergency yellow fever vaccination campaigns along the border between Angola and Congo amid fears of a mounting epidemic. The WHO also said today it will vaccinate people next month in the Congolese capital of Kinshasa, where experts worry the mosquito spread disease could rapidly spread this summer. More of these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's Thursday morning.
And our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. 8:06 and 30 seconds in the morning here on the 23rd of June.
And it's 70 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 91, low this evening of 63, and on Friday a high of 92 and getting down to about 65. On Saturday, going to hit that century mark again up to 101. Saturday night down to about 67. On Sunday, we're looking for the 101 again. And into next week, 102, 103, 104. It's going to be getting warm. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, in the service for over 20 years. A veteran-owned business, been in the business here for well over 20 years, voted best in the North State for 2015, and there's a reason. They are the best in the North State. They're the best in the North State all the time. If you've got a problem, you call Martin, and one of his people will be out there immediately and fixing what's wrong. You got an emergency, they're there until it's fixed. All of this from Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, Trish, our next guest is an expert in national affairs. He's an adjunct professor at Georgetown University in their School of Foreign Services. He is the associate professor at National Defense University, a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, but even more important, he's a former paratrooper with the 82nd. So it kind of gives him a diverse background there. And one of the things that we've been talking about, you know, as you and I talk about over the years, is the Obama administration and its continued failures in the Middle East, and how it's not been transparent, and how the Middle East has fallen apart under this administration and their Secretary of State. But there's even more stuff going on, because now we're pushing more people back into combat.
Mm-hmm.
But because
boots on the ground.
Boots
I thought
on the
we
ground.
Were doing
boots
that.
On the ground. But we're putting boots on the ground, but not perhaps the right boots. So we're here with Dr. Sean McFate. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good morning, doctor.
I hope I captured most of everything you do.
Yeah.
I didn't put your card.
Yeah, so the most important thing is I'm a former paratrooper. I take that with great pride.
There you go. You know, that's what I look at. I held that one to the last. You're also an author, and you do the Tom Locke series. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like a Tom Clancy novel. It's called Shadow War. It just came out, and it's a fresh look at military action thrillers based on real life things.
Oh, sounds interesting.
Yeah. You know, the reason we had you on, the reason besides that, let me talk about that a little bit, is the use of civilian labor in one of the Army's combat aviation brigades has caused a problem in their ability to function as well as they should. Is that true?
That's right. I mean, I think most Americans and most listeners would be shocked to know that in the last decade of war in Iraq and Afghanistan, over half of the military we had on the ground were contractors. Earlier you said we have boots on the ground, but the wrong boots. Most of those contractors, like for every troop, there's a contractor, basically. Unlike World War II, where it was like for every, you know, 9 soldiers, there'd be 1 contractor. And most of those contractors aren't even Americans.
Oh.
No, that's true. When I was in Iraq last time in Fallujah in 07, 06 and 07, everything that was being run, like all the mess halls, all the plumbing, all the electrical, almost everything you can imagine that had to do with running cities or like that, and planning and sewers and all this was all civilians, all contractors, and a lot of them were from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Philippines.
Yeah. Well, it's not just, you know, running, you know, cooking food and maintenance, which is probably fine. It's we have trigger pullers. We have civilian contractors who carry weapons and shoot. We have people who train security forces. We have things that are inherently governmental, essentially military being contracted out too. And it's even worse now than it was during the war in Iraq. So during the war in Iraq, there was a 1-to-1 ratio of contractors to troops. Now it's like a 3-to-1 ratio. There's much more contractors than troops in the recent, you know, surge of Obama's troops there. People don't know that. We actually have 3,500 troops on the ground in Iraq. We have double that many contractors that nobody knows
about. And see, people don't know that, and we try to tell them.
And who trains these contractors? Where are they receiving their support base?
That is the key question. We don't know. I mean, we don't have any control over the vetting and training standards of these people. Now, just to be clear, not all of them are carrying weapons. A lot of them are just, you know, repairing trucks and stuff like that, or translators.
Or the airplanes.
But the problem is that we are now dependent on the private sector to go to war. And that has huge strategic implications. And we're getting to the point now where people, like I talk to international experts or journalists, they ask me, you know, today the U.S. has 75% contractors. And, you know, is this the new American way of war? Will future wars be 80%, 90% mostly contracted fighters and military folks? And that's when we think of ourselves as a nation, we don't think of ourselves as outsourcing warfare. We think of ourselves as not that. And so this is an important issue that sort of can get lost in the din of Orlando and stuff like that.
Well, okay, well, let's talk about this, though. I mean, besides the fact we don't know who's vetting them. But contractors also, though, are when you put a arbitrary number, I'm only going to put 3,000 boots on the ground of military. But then I to do that, to get my trigger pullers there, I've got to have other people there to do all these other jobs. But this is just an arbitrary decision made by the politicians. They could make that go back to a 3-to-1 ratio of military to contractor.
We could send the 82nd Airborne Division there tomorrow and they'd be there, right?
Right.
It is a decision. I think one of the reasons why policymakers like contractors is because it's good plausible deniability. They don't count as boots on the ground. So when, you know, the president says we only have, you know, 3,500 troops in Iraq, he's not really being truthful. We actually have really the support structure is more like closer to 9,000, right?
Right.
And also dead contractors don't get attention the way that dead Marines do. So the reason why this is a problem is because it attempts mission creep. The strange thing about military affairs is that the more people you have in a conflict zone, the more people you need to be there to protect them and to feed them and to support them. And this is how Vietnam initially escalated. It's how Iraq kind of escalated. Nobody intended there to be tens of thousands of troops in Iraq, but it's sort of like a snowball effect.
Well, you know, the Iraq war was fought under strange conditions, any way you look at it. You know, I'm just trying to do it on the cheap. And instead of pushing in more people after Iraq capitulated, they pulled people out, which led to a lot of these problems.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Colin Powell doctrine there.
Yeah. I'd like to. I just, you know, get rid of, you know, make sure that your enemy is not going to rise up again.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Sean McFate, author, professor, educator, and as we said, most important of all, former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne. And we'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. They've got these solar blinds now they put outside your house. I guess you go inside on the walls, on your windows. That can cut the heat coming in there by large percentages, which then saves you money on air conditioning, keeps your house a lot cooler, and you don't have to be running the air conditioners all the time. We need them out in our hallway where the dog has to carry water with it if it's going walking down the hallway. It gets so hot in there. But Budget Blinds and Jerry, he'll work with your budget and with your decor, and he'll make sure that you're happy. It doesn't get any better than that. So give them a call over there at 226-9027 or visit their website at budgetblinds.com. That's budgetblinds.com. We'll be right back with Dr. Sean McFate, Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome. Oh, Thanks a lot there, Bob. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Botten's Rich Clark.
Great meeting.
Something about Billy Don't Go to War or something like that. Yeah. What is that? Or is that Billy Jack or something? What?
That would be Paper Lace from 1975. Billy, don't be a hero.
Oh, Billy, don't be a hero. Okay, got it. Hey, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock out here, 605-4567. If you've got a question for Dr. Sean McFate, who is an adjunct professor, of course, at Georgetown, former paratrooper in 82nd Airborne, and is discussing the fact that we have boots on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan. We've got lots of boots on the ground, but some of them may be the wrong boots on the ground. And Dr. McFate, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, when you're into the contracting side, there's a lot of places out there like Triple Canopy and others that have got a reputation of providing people for these type jobs, for training. Police by using former policemen from the United States that then teach the Iraqis and Afghanis in police techniques. They guard gates. They're there. So the military doesn't in all cases. Plus, they're also being used for personal security for a lot of areas there that the Army Marines don't provide. Is that true?
That's true, but they also do things that would shock most of your readers. For example, I used to be in this industry. After I left the 82nd, I worked in Africa as a private military contractor, some might say mercenary, and I demobilized warlords. I raised armies from scratch. I helped prevent a genocide around Rwanda area. Maybe your listeners remember in 1994 there was a genocide in Rwanda that killed 800,000 people in 3 months. Some stuff is being contracted that used to should just be special forces or CIA type of operations. That is also being contracted out now too. And I try to take readers in there with the novel Shadow War.
Okay, but from a civilian point of view, when I talk about about the contractors over there, it's always been my impression that these were retired police officers, retired military, people from who had been trained and had special skills and then went to work for one of these countries to go in there. What I'm hearing you say, that isn't necessarily what we're getting as contract people now.
Well, you know, you're correct that the vast majority of people in the private military world are ex-something. I'm an ex-paratrooper, ex-military, ex-police. But they're also hiring them from all over the world. It's not just Americans. Like when I was in the industry, I was working next to people from, the Philippines, special forces from Central America, et cetera. It's sort of like, it's like the world of Walmart and the T-shirt meets the military, where they find cheap labor. and the types of missions that are being done aren't just guarding gates and protecting people. They're doing stuff that I think a lot of your readers would be kind of surprised. Like, really? We hire private military people to do those things? And the answer is yes.
Well, you do, direct action missions and all this. But the CIA is, for a long time, has hired former military from all over the world to be their kind of their paramilitary arm, though.
That's right. I mean, the CIA has used other people as well for their missions. We're just doing it on a much bigger scale. It's becoming ever more increasingly a trend.
Well, is this a danger?
I think it is a danger. I mean, I think there's at some level it's practical. I mean, I think, the private sector offers a lot of efficiencies, as Reagan reminds us, right?
Uh-huh.
But, too much of anything can become a bad thing, right? And so, for example, I'm not sure if this is a good thing or bad thing, but like last year, now that the U.S. has been using this industry, others are starting to use this industry too. So Nigeria has their own sort of like ISIS to deal with. It's called Boko Haram. It's this radical Muslim fanatical group in northern Nigeria, an African country that last year abducted like 300 schoolgirls to rape, basically.
Yeah, we've discussed that before on the show. Yeah.
It's
a terrible group. Terrible group.
And the Nigerian military, which is not a weak military, for 6 years could not deal with Boko Haram. So they finally hired a bunch of mercenaries from around Africa and parts of the former Soviet Union to go after Boko Haram with the military. And within weeks, they wiped them out of the country. And people are now looking like, why couldn't we do that for ISIS or Al-Shabaab in Somalia? And the answer is we probably could, but also we're also creating an industry of mercenaries around the world, which is also not a safe thing either. So, you know, the 21st century now, we're starting to see mercenaries the same way we saw them in the 12th century when they were very common.
Well, there's been private military companies that have come out of, mainly out of South Africa, that have been very successful in taking places back like oil fields and diamond fields, handing them back to the government. But the outcry was so strong they had to disband. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So there is a company called Executive Outcomes, which
right.
I'm sure you're talking about, that
yeah.
was very effective, right?
Very effective.
And, you know, I guess the question is like, you know, these companies aren't all bad either, but they're like fire. You know, can you control a fire? In some ways, fire can create the steam engine. It can also burn the house down. One option for, like, ISIS is, you know, if we don't want to do, you know, Iraq again, we can hire a bunch of mercenaries to go into and take back Fallujah and take back, you know, other places like Mosul and stuff like that. They could do it. They could do it. So, the question is, do we want that to happen? I don't know.
Well, you know what? But you know what? This is a really interesting question here. But we've got a caller here. Let's go to the caller first. Chris, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have kind of a modest proposal. Am I on?
Yeah, we're on.
Yep.
Okay, here it is. So we're spending a bunch of money to four nations to do these sorts of things as contractors, and we have a bunch of people that we're spending money here on that are unemployed. Why don't we hook it up where if you're unemployed, then you're going to be subject to the draft. Re-implement the draft. You know, people who are unemployed are unemployed for a reason. They're going to learn a trade someplace, even if it's slinging hash halfway around the world, but they're going to learn a trade. They don't get something for nothing. The government gets something for the money that they're spending out there. We're not getting involved with all these foreign governments and spending money over there. We're taking care of our own people. We're training them to do something that's going to make them productive members of society.
Kind of like a civilian
control over those people.
Kind of like a civilian conservation corps, but we send them off to a combat zone, right?
Pretty much so. I mean,
yeah. Maybe we could take a bunch of the illegals and throw them in there and send them back to work.
Oh. Okay, Chris.
When Gaddafi started his saber rattling, what did Reagan do? He re-implemented selective service. You know, so yeah, we'll pay you, we'll keep you fed, but you got to do something for it. You know.
Well, that's a good thing anyway,
you're
though.
Subject to going around the world. That way, if you really, really want to find a job in the United States, you're going to work a little harder to do that rather than getting pushed.
Great suggestion, Chris.
We like that, Chris. Thanks a lot,
Thanks
buddy.
Thanks a lot.
All righty.
You know,
part of what bothers me the most about what we've been talking about is what you hit on at the very beginning of this, is the fact that the American public has no idea. They're listening to numbers, and they're thinking 3,000 when, in fact, we have 12,000. Because, once again, it's part of that lack of integrity that's shown by this administration about actually being honest with it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, how can we have a national discourse if we don't have all the facts?
And we don't have the facts on anything about this administration.
Okay, now, Dr. Sean McVeigh is our guest. He has written a book. Is this your first one in the series?
This is Shadow War is the first in the series. Yeah,
okay.
There'll be another book next year.
Mm-hmm. All right, Shadow War is a story of, well, partially of your experiences and of your knowledge of the wars that do go on around the world. And in this case, it's a gent by the name of Tom Locke, and it's fiction now or based on fact in many cases. And I understand I'm getting one of the books, and I can't wait to get it now, especially after I heard that you've actually done it and you just haven't read about it.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to – how much longer do we have?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to take a break. And when I come back – and let's talk about, okay, if you remember, Blackwater put together a plan, put a battalion-sized unit together to fight. I mean, I know you probably know about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this. You know, yes, you know, the fire can make steam for a steam engine and can warm your house, or it can burn your house down. You know, maybe some pros and cons of the fact is, what's wrong with having a group of people that that can do certain jobs for you, and maybe that is a multinational group. It doesn't mean you necessarily have to take away your own combat power. Maybe it's, but it would be a better investment to use a private military company. Let's just talk a little bit about that when we get back. Dr. Sean McFate is our guest. I'm, of course, here with Trish Clark. I find his course very interesting because of my background and all that, too, but because I've thought about this, too.
And the interesting part for me as a civilian is that I learned so much from Carl's experience and now Dr. McFate. And I think that the American public benefits from actually finding out what's really going on as opposed to what we're told is going on.
And that's the other thing, too, is that the number of, you know, people knew the number of military operations or paramilitary operations around the world that the United States is funding. It'd be, you know,
know makes me angry. I don't want to know all of it.
Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani started this company 7 years ago, and it's a huge success. It's our local firearms dealer. He's got it all, long guns, pistols, ammunition, reloading accessories, optics. He's got it all, the shooting accessories that you could possibly want. All of this at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur. Concealed carry classes, hunter safety classes. It's the full deal at Bastiani Arms. Not only that, but veterans get a real discount at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Open Tuesday through Saturday. In fact, I'm heading down there today and, you know, checking out a couple of things.
Right after you and I have breakfast.
Right after we have breakfast because I'm building a rifle. Anyway. 8:30 in the morning here on the 23rd of June. Dr. Sean McFate is our guest. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman of Simple Solutions here with a question. Have you ever had to wait a week or more to have a household appliance diagnosed? And to you income property owners, who's the one who gets yelped on by the tenant? Despite your best efforts to make prompt repairs, who takes the hit to their reputation? At Simple Solutions, my response to service calls is generally the same day or the following day. I have over 10 years local appliance repair experience. More than 9 of those years with a prominent local appliance company. I have repaired thousands of appliances. You could say since 2005, I've been someone to trust. Since I'm out in the field making repairs, I do not receive telephone calls. So to get quick, expert appliance repair at lower cost, email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Leave a message with the appliance issue and your contact number. I will phone you back as soon as possible. I really will. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is, of course, Thursday, and Trish is my Thursday girl.
Love Thursdays, and this is a great conversation we've got going this morning. But we have to take just a minute here to remind everybody that Carl's buying my breakfast this morning. Because last Thursday, he made a prediction about the
speech. Please pass the salt.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Because he was convinced that our good leader was going to go down to Orlando and do a speech that was going to be unifying to the nation. I think I told him that he was delusional, and that wasn't going to happen.
Sucker bad.
And yeah, it turns out I was right. Huh?
Okay, you were right. I really thought that Mr. Obama would use this opportunity to talk about how our nation should pull together and all this, and not go after certain aspects of our society like the
own
guns.
Oh, give it down there and badmouth Trump, and talk about how we needed to take away more guns from the
sticking to the guns
States.
And religion.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Carl.
Well, you know what? I have confidence. You know, the glass is always half full. Yeah. Now, I'm not sure what it was half full of on this one. But.
I'm pretty sure it was closer to
all the way to the top.
Just like always.
It's 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that is absolutely the best haircuts anywhere. Man's Last Stronghold is there, and you can get great haircuts. It's a Cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans there. Right down the road from Classy Cafe.
Where we're going to have
breakfast with Millie and Kathy, the mini museum with all the photos on the wall, and they've got the best chipped beef on toast that you're ever going to get anywhere, and that's where we're heading. So if you all want to come down, we'll be down there about 9:15 this morning after the show. I'm not buying for everybody, but you can come on in, say hello, and watch me eat the little dark crow animal.
With a side of crow.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're here with a really exciting guest, Dr. Sean McFate, who, among other things, besides being an adjunct professor at Georgetown and associated with all these, in the National University and all of these, and a former paratrooper in 82nd Airborne, we find out also that he was a private military contractor working in Africa, and has got a new book now, a series called Shadow War, and it's the Tom Locke. Is that the right name?
Yeah.
Okay. Shadow War. And we're talking about contractors. And one of the things that the doctor McFate has pointed out is that where we may have 3,000 boots on the ground of soldiers and Marines and airmen in Iraq, the real number is closer to 9,000 to 10,000, and maybe even more, because there are so many contractors there that, one, we don't know about. Two, we don't know where they're coming from or the companies that have hired them. And we're spending a lot of money that way. Now, so, doctor, the fact is that a private military company can be actually cost-effective. It doesn't cost us lives. We don't have the long tail at the end of it where we have to pay for injuries or retirements or their children or their wives. Can sometimes this be a good idea as long as they're vetted?
Yeah. So it's easy to dump on the private military contractors, but there's a lot of advantages to them, assuming you can have quality control, right? But they are cheaper to use. Just like renting a car is cheaper than owning one, renting like a military unit is cheaper than owning one. In the Middle Ages, when mercenaries were very common, this is reason why, is nobody could afford a standing army. And so in 2010, the U.S. Congressional Budget Office did a study on this question. They looked at a U.S. infantry battalion, and they looked at a comparable size of Blackwater contractors, and they found the Blackwater contractors were much cheaper to use to do the same job.
Yeah, and Blackwater, like we said, was talking about starting his own private military company. I think it was a battalion size, I think is what he was talking about,
mm-hmm.
and offered that out. Of course, then Blackwater managed to decompose at that point.
Mm-hmm.
The book title, again, people are asking in our chat room here, again, is the Shadow War, the Tom Locke series. What is it, the exact title?
Yeah, it's called Shadow War. And it's a Tom Locke novel.
Tom Locke novel.
It's the first of a series. So Tom Locke is he's kind of like somewhat based on me, but kind of not. He's a high-end private military contractor. He's what we call a fixer. And he goes, he's sent into a country, in this case Ukraine, during the war against Putin there, the shadow war against Putin, to sort of set up the U.S.'s chosen future president of Ukraine. And this is a case when you have a really politically risky mission. Certainly the U.S. military can do it and the CIA can do it, but sometimes you want to have contractors do it in case it doesn't work out. It just gives you a layer of plausible deniability.
The secretary will disavow all knowledge.
you disavow contractors. It's what they call a kite mission. You cut it away if something happens to it. And so Tom Locke is sent into Ukraine to do just this type of thing. And this is based on actual events, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the book is fun to read, like Tom Clancy or Vince Flynn, but it sort of pulls back the curtain on a lot of how wars are being fought today.
So how do people get a hold of your book?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, independent bookstore. There's also an audio book, a Kindle book, is everything.
Yeah, are contractors mercenaries?
That's a great question, Carl. I mean, depends who you ask is the bottom line. I don't consider myself a mercenary, but, you know, if a contractor is somebody who's doing paramilitary things, that's technically also a mercenary. So I think the line is fuzzy. I teach graduate courses at Georgetown and also in the War College here in Washington, D.C. We get into the academic details between a mercenary and a private military contractor. But the bottom line is this, Carl. If you can do one, you can do the other.
Well, that's true. But I always thought, you know, when I was doing this work, when I was doing contract work, and people would say that, I always thought of it as who I worked for also.
Yeah.
That if you're employed by the U.S., and you're doing, it was maybe a thin line sometimes, but if you're employed by the U.S., I thought of myself as a contractor. And even though that some people, as you know, could say use the term mercenary, but you're taking money. But a mercenary to me means that you're going to go fight anywhere for anybody. And
right. Maybe
that's a very simplistic sense of the word. But that, you know, that's what I thought would be.
As opposed to representing the United States.
Well, representing
supporting the United States.
Yeah, and maybe that might
believe in the cause.
Well, you know, and higher values like, you know, certain things. But I frankly, having the idea that there's going to be, and this, you ought to think about this one for a future novel, is what about the idea that private armies or private operations are working for countries that can't, you know, they can't afford a standing army and to protect themselves and these kind of things. Building this, I think, would be a great idea for a novel.
I think the other question that comes to mind for me is the reason we're using so many more contractors because this administration has cut back our military so dramatically that we no longer are able to put out an army?
Well, I mean, there's a lot there. I mean, I think that the military is... It seems like a large and very well-funded military, but it's not big enough to do all the things it's being asked to do. And I think that, you know, we don't use contractors because, you know, the First Marine Division can't do it. The Marine Division can do it. It's more of a political will thing. But I think where you are seeing them is other countries. So rich countries like the Emirates in the Gulf. They want to fight in Yemen to support their ally Saudi Arabia, but they don't have a large military, so they hired a bunch of Colombian mercenaries to go to Yemen to fight for them. And that happened last year. And that's going on right now, too. And to your point, Carl, I mean, yes, you're right. I mean, typically the difference between a military contractor and a mercenary is it's one thing if you're an ex-U.S. Marine or a soldier and you're being hired to augment U.S. forces in a U.S. war in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
right? That's like a military contractor. It's different if you get hired by, you know, Zimbabwe to take over a diamond mine someplace. That's a mercenary.
Okay. I mean, I can see where some people could feel, you know, I can see that delineation on that one, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, Eric Prince is like that. So he was the founder of Blackwater.
Uh-huh.
And after Nisour Square in 2007, this is when a Blackwater squad killed 17 Iraqi civilians. Blackwater kind of went out of business or changed its name.
They changed its name a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of times. And he ended up leaving the country, leaving Blackwater, And now, guess what he's doing? He's doing military services for China in Africa right now. So he would kind of be like a mercenary guy. You know, and there's a lot of people who
China,
I've worked
China
with,
is outsourcing through Eric Prince.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
so, like,
that's
yeah,
cool.
He's an example of this, right? Nobody knows about that, but yeah. It's true. You know, when I was in the industry, I worked alongside a lot of contractors, many of which were American, some of which were not, who were they were fighting because they believed in America. So not every contractor is a bloodthirsty, money-grubbing person.
No.
Yeah.
A lot of them take jobs. I thought it was a way to get back and to help out in what we were doing. Even though I was working for a private company, but it was in support of a contract for working with the in reestablishing media and working in the intelligence and counterintelligence type stuff and personal protection. But it was a kind of thing that I felt like this was my way since I'd already retired from the military to do something. And I was surprised at how many retired military, I mean, they're in their 40s and 50s and that are there that are still very, very, very capable of doing this work. And now that came back into it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a break, Sean. And when we come back, I'd like to ask, to go back to our original premise that what really caught my attention was here was there's American aviation, Army aviation brigades going over to combat in Afghanistan, and they're leaving their maintenance people back because it would, to keep them underneath the number they have to be. So they're using private military contractors to do the maintenance on their helicopters, and this has had an impact. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to be right back after these messages. Dr. Sean McFaith is with us. Sean, is that your real name? I mean, because that sounds like something out of, out of your book. Yes, Tom Luck. I was talking to Sean McFaith, who's running the military operations in Zimbabwe.
Dr. McFaith. Sounds like something out of a James Bond movie.
Yeah, okay, come on. Is that
my real name. It's my real name,
okay.
Yeah.
Just wondering. Okay, or whatever your name is today.
That's right.
We've heard that before. Okay, we'll be right back.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer.
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you
welcome
were
back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Had Bob playing such great music
know,
in the morning.
He's really on
Carl Bott, Trish Clark, today it's Thursday, 23rd of June, and it is about 11 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. It's been a great day. Hey,
70 degrees out there.
Yeah.
Going to get up to 91 today.
But this weekend.
And that's all Monday up in the.
Not as bad as we had worried about.
Yeah,
not as bad.
Yeah.
But
101.
We got a woman's only concealed carry class going this weekend. So, you know, classes on Saturday, and they're going to be out in the sun.
Yes, they are.
On Sunday morning out there. And then we have another class coming in, a private class. And the reason it's a private class is they bid and won a private concealed carry class for me to raise money for One Safe Place.
One Safe Place.
So
Saturday
great
night.
Great people. I don't
Saturday
give names.
Night.
I don't give names of people I teach because, you know, it's privacy. But we're going to be teaching. We're going to be shooting on Sunday afternoon, which is a little warm. We'll have sweaty shooting that day. Hey, we're here with Dr. Sean McFate. And Dr. McFate is a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne. He's an adjunct professor at Georgetown. He's associated with many universities. And he's also an author of the, I'll be okay, Shadow Wars, Tom Locke novels. And a Tom Locke novel. And we were discussing so many things. He's also been a contractor and a private military contractor in different parts in the world also. And so his novels are based somewhat on his experiences, but also experiences of people he knew. Is that close to what is happening there, Dr. McFate?
That's exactly right. It's actually a lot more nonfiction than fiction in these novels.
Well, I can't wait to see this thing. Hey, one of the things that brought my attention, though, was the fact that we're sending Army units over to Afghanistan, and these are aviation units. And anybody that's flown in flown in helicopters, and especially in military aviation, is they take a lot of abuse. So the mechanics and the people that work these things to keep them running are just outstanding in what they do. And people are assigned to these birds, and these birds become almost their personal objects of affection here for your mechanics.
It's like somebody loading your parachute. You better trust them.
So, but they're leaving the mechanics, a lot of the mechanics, and those people make these things run and replacing them with contractors in country. And from what I understand, their operations and safety is suffering. Is this true?
Yeah, so remember earlier how I was saying, like, contractors don't count as boots on the ground?
Right.
That's kind of what's going on. So the president said, we're going to have a drawdown in Afghanistan, but we're not going to really have a drawdown of the missions that we need you to do. So the Army Aviation Unit has to go over there. Normally it would have, like, say, 2,000 people, but that goes over the cap of how many soldiers or boots they're allowed. So what they did is they stripped out the mechanics and replaced them by contractors. Does that make sense? So they can stay at that number.
Yeah, it does. It's fine.
No, it exactly makes sense but unfortunately, as I just said, you know, these guys that work these birds know these birds, and you get contractors in there that work, you know, I mean, even though they're getting paid, you're not going to get, in most cases, I would say probably the vast majority of the case, you don't get the same type of maintenance and the maintenance that it needs for them to be flying in Afghanistan in some really harsh terrain.
Well, there's a lot of problems with this. First of all, you know, it's a way of skirting around the question of, like, well, if we want to reduce numbers of boots on the ground, then we also have to shrink the actual missions we want these units to do. It circumvents that question. And then second, it's bad for the unit. I mean, first, contractors, no matter how good they are, they don't have the same skin in the game as the actual aviation engineer, aircraft mechanics. And also, it's bad for unit cohesion. I mean, you train as a team, you go to war as a team. Someday they say, okay, we're going to go to war, but we're going to leave half of you here. That's kind of bad for morale. It's not good.
It is, because ones that are left want to go because they feel guilty that they're not there. A lot of these guys are door gunners when the helicopters, so now your door gunners are gone. The people that, because the guys that work on the crews are also door gunners. Yeah. So there's a lot of things there.
Yeah.
That
also,
are just
skills
bad.
Atrophy. Yeah, the skills atrophy too.
Yeah,
so yeah, it's bad.
There's so many different things that are wrong about this. I'm glad that we found Dr. Sean McFate here, because it's opened up a lot of different questions.
That's
about
a world of stuff that we think we know, and as we try to read the paper, a lot of us try to keep informed about actually what's happening, and it's very frustrating because this is another. One more time, we're finding out that what we're reading, what we're being told by this administration, is just not accurate. You can't believe anything they're saying. They don't give us good information, and yet we're trying to make decisions about our future based on the information we get from this media, which is all lies.
Yeah. Contractors really are a way to obfuscate things. People don't realize, the actual facts and figures, when they have them on hand, it's like, wow, this is a bigger problem than we think that it is. And how can you have a discussion about national security issues if you don't have all the data?
Yeah, one of our one of the people running for office here wants to do away with all contractors in the military, and just enlist more people, bring back the draft, so that the people have jobs and blah 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 and all this. And he says, and it'll save so much money. And I usually just let people talk like that, but I just said, of course that whole idea is wrong.
Well, First of all, I think that our military likes being an all volunteer military. There's a lot of problems when you have drafts, although there's a strong argument, as Chris was making earlier, that, we should have some sort of national service requirement. Maybe it's not the military. Maybe it's driving ambulances and fire trucks.
I agree.
To create national identity, to create national, so everybody understands what it is to have a service ethos. But the one reason we have so many contractors now is because there aren't enough Americans to volunteer for hard duty in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I'm looking at your book here. And
borrowing my Kindle.
Borrowing our engineer's Kindle here, Shadow War, a Tom Locke novel by Sean McFate. Great cover there, by the way. An Army veteran with deep expertise in military and international affairs makes his fiction debut with an electrifying international thriller. The first volume in a blistering hot series. So there you go, buddy.
I know how hard it is to get a book published, and so good luck on that.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Well,
thanks.
You know what, Dr. McFate, thanks for being with us today, and I'm looking forward to reading the novel.
I am too. I think it's going to be fascinating.
And the other thing, too, I guess the last question is, what would you say your best, and this is a wag here, is how many... paramilitary contractors. I'm not talking about electricians, but how many paramilitary contractors do you think are working for the United States? And, when I say that, that's the United States, and who hires a company who, is going to be doing other things. Do you have any idea?
I don't. I mean, 10 to 20,000 maybe? I don't really know.
Yeah.
And the thing is that when I was in the industry doing stuff like this, I would hire people, subcontractors beneath me, and it's just, it's sort of, as I say, becomes a shell game. But I think what people would be surprised at is to what extent we rely on the private sector to do some things that we think of as inherently governmental.
Yeah,
exactly. And the American public believe that we're using the trained people in our military to do these things, and that the numbers are smaller and it takes fewer people to accomplish something. And so we really have absolutely no idea what's going on over there.
Okay, the last question. This is going to be a toughie here. Did you really, really want to be a concert violinist when you were growing up?
You know, I did. I grew up thinking I was going to be a violinist, playing Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in Carnegie Hall at 17. And so I started when I was 3, and then I had my midlife crisis at age 13. When I realized I'd never be that good.
Hey, you know
but
what?
Yeah, so I'm a fallen violinist.
Hey, I can do the War of 1812 on an M60 machine gun if you ever want to get together. You know, so you know, probably we can probably kind of play with those things like that.
Hey, I like that. We need a Vulcan, really.
You know, yeah, like that. You know, don't you just love these things with the guys carrying the minigun with him as he's walking around? Going, oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Have you ever fired one of those? Okay. Hey, Dr. Sean McFate, his book is Shadow War, a Tom Locke novel. You can get them now. You can get them on Kindle. You can get them at Amazon. You can get them all those places. We've been talking about contractors and how many contractors are really out there. And when they're saying 3,000 boots on the ground, they don't talk about the other 6,000 boots that are around them that are also doing that same kind of mission. Thank you so much for being with us, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
thank
and don't
you.
Be a stranger here, because I'm sure there's other things that are going on. Just make sure Mr. Rice keeps in touch with me about this.
Will do. Will do.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
So
thanks a lot, Sean. Okay. Bye-bye. Now, Trish and I are going down to the Classic Cafe right after the show. You can meet us down there on Athens Avenue. Come in. I'm going to have chipped beef on toast. And what are you going to have?
I'm going to have chipped beef on toast.
Chipped beef on toast. I've got to call and make sure they've got some, because they have the best chipped beef on toast ever. Hey, tomorrow, Nick Webb's going to be with us. He's just authored a new novel. This man invents everything. He goes all over the world talking to people about how technology is going to change your life. So he'll be with us tomorrow, along with Kyle DeFore, talking about sports, baseball, and the Colt 45s. We have a game tonight. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. The Supreme Court issues several high-profile rulings. A verdict is in the Frederick Gray case, and a mass shooting in Germany topped the news this hour. The Supreme Court blocks President Obama's executive order on immigration. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
A 4-4 vote on the High Court has stopped the president's immigration plan that sought to shield millions living in the U.S. illegally from deportation. The justices released a one-sentence opinion effectively killing the plan for the duration of the Obama presidency. While a tie vote sets no national precedent, it leaves in place the ruling by a lower court, which said the Obama administration lacked the authority for the plan without approval from Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also today, the Supreme Court has upheld affirmative action.
With Justice Elena Kagan not taking part, the court ruled 4-3 to uphold a University of Texas policy that considers race.